They use 16 indicators in the data book, and we pretty much improved everywhere except for low birth weight babies and the percentage of children who are overweight or obese. So we actually are doing fairly well compared to the rest of the nation.
Terry Haven with Utah Voices for Children says this means the state has moved to fourth place from seventh last year. Nationally, the data book shows improvement on 11 indicators in the Kids Count Index. Three stayed the same and two worsened. Ahead of Utah, Massachusetts ranked first, New Hampshire second, and Minnesota third, with Louisiana, Mississippi, and New Mexico at 48th, 49th, and 50th. Haven says the high rankings came even though Utah lawmakers have cut the budget for social services in recent years. She adds there is room for improvement in some categories, and these figures were compiled before the pandemic and its economic fallout.
There's still some areas that we could work on. We're still below the nation in the percentage of children without health insurance, and we're still below the nation in the percentage of young kids who aren't in school. But we've improved in both those indicators, and so that's good.
For 2020, the data book doesn't include statistics on teen use of drugs or alcohol, but added a category on obesity. Haven says with the coronavirus crisis, there is concern that increased unemployment and kids being sent home from school could skew future data.
So these data go through 2018. They're always a couple years behind. And that's going to be an issue as we look at what's happening with COVID and how that's affecting some of our children and what's going on with them, especially with this last round of budget cuts.
The Kids Count data book has been compiled annually by the Annie E. Casey Foundation since 1990. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornaccione.